hopefully you can now grasp how the impact of forest fragmentation on a particular species depends on lots of different factors. But conservation biologists want to be able to predict what species are most likely to be threatened by habitat loss and fragmentation. Let's give some examples of species attributes that determine how susceptible they might be to fragmentation of their habitat. Diet is one attribute to consider. These three monkey species all co-occur in tropical rainforest habitats. The spider monkey is the largest and is a strict frugivore. Troops must travel long distances each day to find enough fruiting trees to satisfy their energy needs. They're among the first primate species to wink out in the face of forest fragmentation and are absent from small patches. On top of this, spider monkeys are hunted by humans for their meat, putting them at even greater risk in areas where humans are encroaching. The capuchin monkey is a medium-sized omnivore. Its flexible dietary habits means it can find food in lots of places, so it doesn't need to move as far. Capuchin monkeys also live in smaller groups than spider monkeys, so they can persist longer and in smaller habitat patches than spider monkeys can. The howler monkey is a folivore. Leaves are extremely abundant and easy to obtain, but they're low in nutrition and hard to digest. So howler monkeys spend a lot of time sitting in one place digesting. Howler monkeys have long digestive tracts with symbiotic bacteria that help them digest cellulose, somewhat like cows. In any case, their sedentary lifestyle and abundant food source allows them to persist even in very small habitat patches. There's some parks in Costa Rica with no more than a hectare or two of forest that have resident troops of howlers. I'll give you one guess as to which of these primate species is most threatened with extinction.